Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please use it to your advantage. You can watch, you can read, you can listen, you can ask questions, you can subscribe to my newsletter, you can take the poll question right there on the homepage. We ask a different question every week. We want to know what you think. When you click your answer, you see how the poll is going so far, and I report back the next week on what you said. How about that? Well, such a deal, right? And it's all free at smallbusinessadvocate.com, including the suite that we prepared for our good friend Kathy Perry, who's with us right now. We have all of her wisdom that she's deposited with us over the years right there available to you. And, of course, on her own website, KathyPerry.com. Right, Kathy?
Yes. Yes, Jim.
Kathy Perry. That's Kathy with a K, Perry with a P. I'm Jim with a J, and we're talking about the social media platforms, Kathy. And I went on a rant in the previous segment about how I don't trust any of them. I use all of them, basically, or most of them. And I use them to our advantage, and they're great platforms, they're great tools, but I don't trust any of them. And my admonition about that over the years came to pass this week, didn't it?
Oh, yes, it did. Instagram announced, they did a pre-announcement of their January 16th new privacy policy, and it did not receive good reviews. People were so upset. And, you know, rightly so.
What did they say they were going to do?
They said that they would have the right to sell your likeness to advertisers without your knowledge, pretty much as that.
Or permission, and obviously permission.
Without your permission.
I mean, how many laws does that violate, Kathy?
Yes. Well, and so, you know, of course, they had a big response and said, oh, no, that isn't what that language means. We didn't mean we were going to use your content and that we're not going to sell your photos or,
What did they mean? What are they saying that they did mean?
Well, they have their lawyers right now updating the language in the terms because the terms were very, very open, saying that, you agree that they, some other business, one of their advertisers could pay them to display your username, your photos, your likeness. So, you know, they're owned by Facebook and they are now passing that data right to Facebook.
Is this the company that, what's his name, with Facebook? I've lost his,
Zuckerberg. Yes,
is a company
he bought Instagram
$2 billion and didn't ask anybody.
Right before he went public. Yes.
Just went out and wrote a check basically without talking to the board or anything like that.
Right. Well, and there's even a bigger story behind it. The CEO of Instagram had an offer from Twitter for half of what Facebook gave him.
Right.
And so he came under fire with the California Corporation Department. Three times under oath he said during an acquisition investigation that no, that wasn't true, but you know, there was paperwork to support
so much for ethics, right?
Yeah. And so backpedaling.
What do you make of this Instagram selling our stuff? Is that where's the resolution of this?
Well, and here it is. I believe that they've gotten enough hot water that they are going to have to change the language, that they're not going to be able to sell your photos, that you do own your own photos.
So what were they thinking, Kathy? I mean, surely they knew.
Well,
obviously, this gave them bad PR, didn't it?
It did give them a lot of bad PR. And now Instaport is where you can get your photos off of Instagram.
Ah.
And then there are other solutions to Instagram. There's Yahoo's Free Flickr, And Twitter has added photo filters. So, you know, there are other solutions. And so they're expecting people to leave Instagram.
Right.
They
can't sell my photos on Instagram, though,
no.
Kathy. You know why?
Why? You don't put any there.
Because they don't have any of mine. That's right.
Right. And the funny thing is,
there are way too many pictures of me out there on the internet already, Kathy. I'm trying to save the world by not putting any more up.
But you know what? You have all good professional photos. But the people that were really upset, there were a lot of, you know, creative people that used it, artists, things like that, and didn't want their
right.
photos to be used by advertisers without their permission.
Right.
You know.
No
so,
kidding. No, but, well, not only that, but you know, if I put pictures of my kids up there,
that's
you know,
right.
I don't want them to be able to distribute those. All right, so back to the Facebook stuff that we talked about in the previous segment on Instagram, because
yep.
I don't know anything about Instagram. On Instagram, do you have the ability to put up firewalls around your stuff and prevent people from getting to them?
You do have privacy, yes. You can put some privacy controls in, but it's really...
But it's only for other people. It doesn't include...
There isn't a lot.
But it doesn't keep Instagram out.
No.
Yeah.
No. You can't reject their privacy
policy.
Don't trust them,
ladies and gentlemen. Use their stuff. Learn about creating communities. But I'm telling you, folks, in 3 to 5 years, you won't care about Instagram or Twitter or Facebook.
No.
You'll be doing your own stuff. And so use them and abuse them, but don't let them abuse you, because they are not your friend and their interests are their own and not yours. Don't ever forget that. And I've been telling you that for 4 years. Quick break, right back with Kathy Perry. KathyPerry.com is her website. Check it out, folks. She does good work helping people like you and me put our best foot forward in social media. She knows her stuff.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.